హరే కృష్ణ don't check your SMS and send SMS during the class. Yes? Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री गांधर्विका गिरिधारी की जय। श्रीमन महाप्रभु की जय। श्री लक्ष्मी नरसिंह देव श्री अनंत देव श्री प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्री नृसिंह चतुर्दशी महोत्सव की जय। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग।
Hare Krishna. Devotees, those who want Kannada translation, simultaneous translation is going on near Srila Prabhupada. And those who want to get tuned to FM radio, they can tune at 107.3. Yari yari Kannada anuvada begu, they will do Prabhupada atra hogi, alli surnathru Kannada anuvada maadida idare. FM radio nalli 107.3. Hare Krishna.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, entitled The Lord Slays the King of the Demons. Text number 9. Jahi Asuram Bhavam Imam Tvam Atmanaha Samam Manaha Dhatsva Na Santi Vidvishaha Rite Ajitat Atmanaha Upathe Sthitat Tathi Anantasya Mahat Samarranam. Jaya Suram Bhavamimam Tumatmanah. Samam Manodhatsvana Santi Vidvishah. ऋतेजितादात्मन उत्पथे स्थितात् तद्धि अनन्तस्य महत्समर्हणम् जह्यासुरं भावमिमं त्वमात्मनः Samam manodhasvana santi vidvishaha Rite jitadatmana utpathe sthitat Taddhi hyanantasya mahat samarhanam
Jahya suram bhavamimam tvam atmanah
apologies. Jahi, just give up. Asuram, demoniac. Bhavam, tendency. Imam, this. Tvam, you, my dear father. Atmanah, of yourself. Samam, equal. Manah, the mind. Dhatsva, make. Na, not. Santi, are. Vidvishaha, enemies. Rite, accept. Ajitat, uncontrolled. Atmanah, the mind. Utpathe, on the mistaken path. Of undesirable tendencies. Sthitat, being situated. Tathi, that mentality. He, indeed. Anantasya, of the unlimited Lord. Mahat, the best. Samarhanam, method of worship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj continued, "My dear father, please give up your demoniac mentality. Do not discriminate in your heart between enemies and friends. Make your mind equipoised toward everyone, except for the uncontrolled and misguided mind. There is no enemy within this world. When one sees everyone on the platform of equality, one then comes to the position of worshipping the Lord perfectly." Purport. Unless one is able to fix the mind at the lotus feet of the Lord, the mind is impossible to control. As Arjuna says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 34, Chanchalam hi manah krishna pramathi balavat dridham tasyaham nigraham manye vayo eva sudushkaram. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate and very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it seems to me, is more difficult than controlling the wind. The only bona fide process for controlling the mind is to fix the mind by service to the Lord. We create enemies and friends according to the dictation of the mind. But actually there are no enemies and friends. Panditaha samadarshinaha samaha sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. To understand this is the preliminary condition for entering into the kingdom of devotional service. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Kurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Because tomorrow is Sri Narasimha Chaturdashi, the anniversary of the appearance of the Supreme Lord in the form of Lord Narasimhadev, this morning we began glorification of the Lord and His great devotee Prahlad Maharaj by reading from the 8th chapter of the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This morning we heard Prahlad advising his demoniac father about the source of strength of everyone. Being unable to convince his son Prahlad to give up the devotion to Krishna or to Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu, who was a great demon, became increasingly frustrated and angry. Finally, when Prahlad's rebellion against his father in terms of not obeying his instructions to give up the worship of Vishnu became intolerable, and when all efforts to kill Prahlad through his soldiers and through other means became unsuccessful, Hiranyakashipu now wanted to take matters into his own hands. And in great rage and frustration, he inquired from Prahlad as to how he had become so bold and so strong as to oppose even his own father, Hiranyakashipu, in fear of whom, or at the very mention of whose name, even the great demigods, the controllers of the different planets and other affairs of the universal administration, trembled. So where is it that you are getting your strength from to stand up to me and become so fearless? This was something that Hiranyakashipu just could not understand. And Prahlad Maharaj was completely unmoved and fearless. Of course, even though we use the word rebellion for Prahlad's actions against Hiranyakashipu, it was not rebellion in the sense that usually children rebel against their parents, especially in their teenage years. This kind of a rebellion was a very peaceful, devotional rebellion, where he was not disrespectful to his father. He was very polite, very humble, and he would always offer his obeisances. And Hiranyakashipu would give him so many instructions, and Prahlad would just very calmly, peacefully, in a very serene way, tell him why the devotional service to Lord Vishnu was important. So Prahlad informed him that the source of my strength, my dear father, is the same as the source of your strength. Indeed, that source is also the source of everybody's strength. From those who are superior to those who are inferior, to those who are powerful, to those who are weak. In fact, right down from Brahma to everybody, down to the so-called most insignificant creature, the strength of everyone comes from the original reservoir of strength, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we discussed this theme this morning. And after that, in the next verse, Prahlad says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Supreme Controller and Time Factor is the power of the senses, the power of the mind, and the power of the body. And the vital force of the senses. His influence is unlimited. He is the best of all living entities, the controller of the three modes of material nature. By his own power, he creates this cosmic manifestation, maintains it, and annihilates it also. So, having spoken how the Supreme Lord, as the ultimate source of all strength and power, and the one who therefore creates, maintains, and destroys this cosmic manifestation, now Prahlad speaks the verse that we have just recited now. And he begins by saying, Jahi asuram bhavam imam tvam, O my dear father, please give up Jahi, this asuram bhavam, this demoniac mentality. Although Hiranyakashipu is the king of the demons, and he also addresses his father like that in previous discussions, asuram bhavam, he says, give it up now. Don't stick to this non-devotional demoniac mentality. That is not at all good for you. And what is at the heart of this demoniac mentality? Of discriminating between friends and enemies. This is the crux of the matter. The day one begins to not discriminate between who is my friend and who is my enemy, and then act differently with them, that day we will know we are ready to be on the devotional or the spiritual platform. So this is such a crucial matter. Prahlad has touched upon this topic even in a previous conversation with his Gurukul teachers Shanda and Amarka. And when they apprehend him in private after they have been admonished by King Hiranyakashipu, where has my son learned all these false ideas? Where has his mind become contaminated with this idea of Vishnu Bhakti? I think our enemies, the Vaishnavas, have come in disguise and they are polluting the mind of this innocent child. So Shanda and Amarka want to know from Prahlad, where have our enemies come and contaminated you? Where are they hiding? And Prahlad begins by explaining that, my dear teachers, first of all, I offer my obeisances to that Supreme Lord. Under the influence of his illusory energy, people are distinguishing between friend and enemy. So you are asking me, how have the enemies of ours come here and polluted my mind? First of all, my point is that give up this idea of friend and enemy. That is the first illusion of this world. So he repeats that instruction to his father here. And he says, give up. You should have equal mind. Samam manodhatsva na santi vidvishaha. Don't think in terms of this one is my enemy, that one is my enemy, this is my friend, etc. Have an equal mind towards everyone. This is a truly learned person. Of course, in the Bhagavad Gita, this theme occurs on numerous occasions also. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Shuni Chaiva Shvapakecha Pandita Samadarshinaha. So a true Pandita, a truly learned person, is one who is Samadarshinaha, who sees everyone equally on the spiritual platform. Whether it is a Brahmana, whether it is a cow, whether it is a dog, a dog eater, he sees everyone equally. So this is one defining characteristic of a person who is situated on the spiritual platform. In other words, the distinction between friend and enemy arises only when we are on the bodily platform. This concept of duality, of opposites, friends and enemies, pain and pleasure, honor and dishonor, etc., they arise only because we identify ourselves with the material body. The moment we understand, I am not this material body, I am the spirit soul, immediately all these distinctions will cease. And we will stop making a distinction between friends and enemies. So, on the platform of the body, the whole world is making this distinction between friend and enemy. It is such a fundamental point for everyone. It is so much ingrained in our consciousness that we don't even realize it. That very spontaneously we start making this distinction. And on what basis do we make the distinction? When somebody does something that we think is for our good, he is my friend. When someone does something that we think is against us, then not for our good, that person becomes our enemy. And because we're in the bodily concept of life, so our concept of good and bad is also in terms of what is pleasing to our senses and what is not. So if someone acts in a way that helps me in my sense gratification, he is my friend. If someone acts in such a way that goes against my sense gratification, he is my enemy. This is how everything goes on. So long as you are helping me to satisfy my senses, you are my friend. But the day you do something that is opposed to my sense gratification, even if you have been my friend for a long time, from this day on, you become my enemy. This is the friendship of this material world. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. You work for me, I work for you. Mutual interest. So long as we work in each other's interest, we help each other to gratify our senses more and more, then we are friends. But if there is any interruption in that, then we become sworn enemies. Of course, this all arises because of the concoctions of the mind. In the mind, we are concocting ideas of what is happiness and what is distress, what is pain, what is pleasure. Atmanogatan. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says these are all concoctions of the mind. So then when we think in terms of pleasurable and unpleasurable, these concepts of friends and enemies arises. Actually speaking, this is such a fluctuating, a temporary kind of concept. Even in our everyday life, I ask you to think for a minute, not a minute, maybe a few seconds. Reflect on those people with whom you were friendly in the past, and then suddenly your relationship was spoiled with that person and you developed inimical feelings towards that person. Or perhaps the other person developed inimical feelings towards you. How many of you have had such changed relationships with somebody or the other in this world? One time friends, next time no more friends. Or one time you had some bad relationship, later on you developed a good relationship. How many of you in your experience, in your life, have experienced once or more often such things? Raise your hands. Okay. Almost everybody. This happens because this is the nature of the mind acting. My concept of what is in my interest and what is good for me is my bodily platform. But Prahlad Maharaj earlier also has described Nate Svarth Gatim Hi Vishnum Durashaya Ye Bahi Arthamaninaha. He says people understand what is in their benefit, Sva Artha, as being the obtaining or the attainment of the things of this world, whether they are gross objects or subtle objects. So if you help me to attain and fulfill my bad desires, which pertain to the things of this world, gross and subtle, then that is in my interest. Now this is my understanding based on the bodily platform. Sva artha. Artha means benefit. Sva means self. If I think myself to be the body, if I am in bodily consciousness, then my concept of what is in my benefit is simply the extent to which someone helps me to obtain the things of this world. So people go to God even for that. So we think this God is very nice because he helps me to attain my goals. Just yesterday evening I was at Marthahalli and I was mentioning how I had read a newspaper article about this temple called Visa Temple. It is a temple of Lord Balaji, not the original temple at Tirumala, but another temple in Andhra Pradesh, which has become very famous because apparently in the minds of many seekers of visa to America, when they go and pray to this particular deity of Balaji, they get visa to America very quickly. It's granted. So they believe that this deity has a quota of visas and somehow he's influencing so that they get the visa. So they all go there, please, oh Lord Balaji, please give me, grant me access to America, which is my heaven, which is my ultimate destination of my life. So for them, the perfection of their life is that they can somehow get to the hallowed, sacred shores of America. Somehow or the other, reach the yena kena prakarena. Somehow or the other, they have to reach that sacred land, the land of freedom and honey. So then this Lord is very nice. He's very good. Not only I will worship him, I will offer so many donations at the temple, I will do so many things because he fulfills my desires. In Maharashtra also there are many people I know who go to different Ganesha temples and they make a distinction. This Ganesha temple here in this place is very potent. He fulfills desires very quickly. And the other one, he is slow. So he will not go. He takes his time. But this Ganesha is very quick. Kankshantaha karmanam siddhim yajanti iha devata. Kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that some people go to the demigods because very quickly their material desires are fulfilled. So their affection for that demigod rises. But that affection is a selfish affection. It is not true love. Love means there is no material expectation. The moment there is some material expectation or some selfish motive there, then it cannot be love. So similarly in friendship, the moment there is some material expectation, it cannot be true friendship based on love. It is just a selfish relationship of this world. And because more and more in this world, as people become materialistic and keep aside the path of devotion to the Lord, the more and more relationships crumble faster and easier. The harder it is for people to become friends and remain friends in a lasting way, in a meaningful way. Because now it is no longer Krishna or God who is in the center of the relationship, but it is our own whims and our own selfish desires. So the moment they see that there is some matching of their own selfish desires, they come together as friend, as husband and wife, or whatever it may be. But the moment there is some disruption in the fulfillment of those desires, the relationship breaks up and they become bitter enemies. Some of the harshest murders have happened when one person murders another person where previously there was a relationship of so-called intense love. Lover and beloved, husband and wife have come together in some way claiming great love for each other, and then something that sweetness turns to bitterness, and in such a harsh way that one person is willing to murder the other person in cold blood and with great cruelty. So this is the nature of the so-called love and the relationships of this world. Why? Because we have not kept Lord Krishna in the center. We are only working for ourselves. So what friendship can there be in this world? Similarly, enmity also is not of any lasting value. Even in the political world of international relations, you will see diplomats making one statement. In international relations between countries, there are no permanent friends and enemies. There are only permanent interests. This is a slogan. That means today I'm friends with one country, tomorrow I'll be enemies with them. Again, I can be friends with them if it suits my interest. But my interest is just on the material platform. That is the problem. But if we keep Krishna in the center, then all our relationships will become sublime. So a devotee, therefore, is one who is situated on the spiritual platform and is therefore the well-wisher of everyone, doesn't distinguish between a friend and an enemy, as Prahlad has done. In the 12th canto of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions the qualities of the devotees. And then he mentions that it's because these devotees are endowed with such qualities that they are so dear to me. He says, Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitraha karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankaraha samadukha sukha kshami. In his listing out of the various admirable qualities of devotees, these are the first few qualities. Adveshta. He is not envious of anyone. Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitraha. Plus, he is friendly. He is towards all living entities. Maitra karuna evacha. And he is also very kind and compassionate to all. He doesn't distinguish. I will be kind towards somebody, but I will not be kind towards somebody else. Those who are helping me, those who are helping me my sense gratification, those who respect me, I will be kind to them. Those who don't respect me, I will not be kind to them. I will be angry with them. Because the opposite of kindness and compassion is anger. So if you're not kind and compassionate to someone, then you must become angry with them. So, Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitraha karuna evacha nirmamaha. He is devoid of a sense of proprietorship. Nirahankaraha. He doesn't have any sense of false ego. Samadukha sukha kshami. So he's equipoised in happiness and distress and is tolerant by nature, forgiving by nature. So this maitraha sarvabhutanam, that one is friendly to all living entities, is the characteristic of a devotee. Similarly, in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam also, Kapiladev describes the characteristics of a real sadhu, of a saintly person. Titikshavah karunikah suhridam sarvadehinam ajata shatravah shanta sadhavah sadhu bhushanah. He says that the sadhus, the real devotees, are adorned with many beautiful qualities which are very attractive. And what are some of those qualities? Titikshavah. He is very tolerant. Karunikah. He is very kind and compassionate. Suhridah sarvadehinam. He is a well-wisher of all living entities. There is no partiality here. That I am kind only to people of my community, of my nation, of my society, of my family, or even of the human species. I am very kind to the human species, but very cruel to the animals. It is sarva dehinam, all who have a body in this world, material body, he is kind to everyone. The word suhrida means a real friend. Srila Prabhupada has explained in one of his lectures that there are different grades of friends. Mitra, sakha, etc. And according to those different grades of friendships, the quality of the friendship is different. There is something like official friendship. He says, oh, he is my friend. Yeah, friend at a certain level. But there are some people who are very intimate friends. And then there are others who are called suhrida. So rhythm means heart. So means have a good heart, who are actually your well-wishers. And their being a well-wisher of ours does not depend on how we deal with them. This is an important factor. Whether I am kind, whether I am respectful to that person, not respectful to that person, whatever it may be, that person is always kind to me. He is my well-wisher, seeks my welfare even if my behavior is not appropriate to him. That is a very great saintly quality, not easy at all to achieve in this world. Even in a normal relationship, if somebody speaks rudely to us, immediately our mind, what does it say? I'm not going to talk to this person. Or maybe I won't act in this person's interest. This is the nature of the material mind. Therefore, Kapila Dev has described the nature of a friend in this way, of a true friend, not just a mitra, an ordinary friend. Hindi, Chini, Bhai, Bhai, and next year, war between India and China. No? This is the nature of material friendship. Between nations, between people. Similarly, Krishna, and then further he goes on to say, Ajata Shatravaha. He doesn't have any enemies. He doesn't have any enemies doesn't mean others may not consider him an enemy. But he doesn't consider anyone an enemy. Yudhishthir Maharaj was also called Ajatashatru. So here also Kapila Dev uses a similar term, Ajatashatravaha. Ajata means not born. Ajatashatru means not just that one doesn't have an enemy, but that one's enemy has not even been born. So that is a more decisive way of saying that he has no enemies. But didn't Duryodhan consider Yudhishthir his enemy? Yes, he did. Didn't Dushasan consider him as an enemy? Yes. Shakuni and so many others did. But Yudhishthir did not. Yudhishthir would not call Duryodhan as Duryodhan. He used to call him Suyodhana. This is Yudhishthir's magnanimity, his nature. So Yudhishthir was also Ajata Shatravaha, Shantaha, so that Sadhu is also peaceful, Sadhu Bhushana, and he is endowed with all these qualities. So the quality of being an eternal well-wisher of everyone is something that only a great devotee can have. So whenever Srila Prabhupada used to write letters to his disciples, he would sign off at the end by saying, your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Because only a great devotee like Srila Prabhupada and all of the great Mahajans in history can actually be our true well-wishers, Suhrida. Of course, ultimately, originally, Krishna is the well-wisher of everyone, so Krishna is our real friend. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvaputanam jnatva mam shantim prichati. This is the famous peace formula given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter. Where these three things about Krishna we must understand. Firstly, that he is the enjoyer, the rightful enjoyer of all the sacrifices and austerities that we do. Secondly, that he is the true proprietor of everything in this world. And third, that he is the true well-wisher of all living entities. One who understands these three things will attain to peace. So no one else but Krishna can be a real well-wisher of everyone. And by Krishna's grace, his devotees also acquire that same quality of being a true well-wisher of everyone. Prahlad is like that. He doesn't see Hiranyakashipu as his enemy. Hiranyakashipu sees Prahlad as his enemy. Because Prahlad is a great obstacle in the path of sense gratification for Hiranyakashipu. But Prahlad doesn't think that Hiranyakashipu is an enemy, even though Hiranyakashipu is creating so many obstacles in the path of devotional service of Prahlad. Despite that, Prahlad doesn't have any ill feeling towards Hiranyakashipu. This is the greatness and the glories of a pure devotee like Prahlad. Therefore, inasmuch as it is important for us to understand the glories of the Supreme Lord and His qualities and His pastimes, it is equally important for us to also understand the glories and the qualities of great devotees like Prahlad. We all need role models in our life. And if we don't have role models like Prahlad, we are going to have role models like all the others in the world today. All the cinema stars and all the other so-called famous people in this world. We will all want to be like them. We will want to emulate their qualities and their ways of living and thinking and acting. But if we learn about Prahlad and great devotees like him, it creates a major change in our way of thinking. And at least to some degree, we will try to emulate these qualities. The moment the feeling of enmity comes up in our heart towards somebody, at least we'll remember, oh yes, we heard about Prahlad being like this. So we should not have this feeling of enmity in our heart towards such and such person. At least we will try internally to combat that negativity that exists in our heart. And very often it happens that if we bear a grudge against somebody, we have some feeling of hatred or enmity towards somebody, often the other person may not even be aware that we have such a feeling towards that person. And then who is the ultimate loser? Ourselves. Because when we are chanting our japa, we are gritting our teeth. Oh, this person that did like this, this person did like that. And we are supposed to be thinking of Krishna with love. But because now we have developed some negative feeling towards somebody, then our focus on the holy name is not possible. So developing good feelings towards everybody is very important. Even if they are not acting well towards us, we should not try to develop this negative feeling in us. And if we have some negative feeling towards somebody, eventually that comes out in some way or the other. I don't know if I had narrated this story last time when I came here, but anyway, it just comes to mind now. One time there was a king who went out for a walk in the capital along with his minister. And they were walking and they were going around here and there in different parts of the kingdom. And they came across one man who was a carpenter, who was sitting with his tools. And the king looked at the minister and said, "I do not know why I suddenly have developed such a negative feeling towards this man. I feel like sentencing him to death. I don't know what he has done. I have never seen him before. But suddenly I feel some very negative feeling towards this person." So the minister was very intelligent. So the minister said, "Your Highness, give me some time to investigate this matter." So then after some time he was moving, he came to this person, started talking to him. He came incognito. And in the course of the conversation, he started asking that man about the king. And that man said, "Oh, this king, he's such a wealthy person. I'm a carpenter, I have wood, I have sandalwood. Could he not have placed an order with me for making a nice cart for a cart festival? I could have done this. I could have done it. He has not done anything for me." Actually, he didn't say about the cart. He just said he could have given me some work, but I am without any work and my livelihood is suffering. And what is he doing as the king? So this carpenter had a negative idea about the king. The king had not done anything to really create this negative feeling in the heart of this man. But somehow he had it. So the minister went back and he didn't tell the king about the conversation with the carpenter. He just told him, "My dear king, such and such festival is coming up in a few weeks' time. And it is time, I think, we need a new nice cart for our festival. We're going to have a Rathotsava. So why don't we make a new cart?" So the king said, "Yes, go ahead." So then the minister went and gave the order to this carpenter. He said, "The king wants you to make this nice big cart for this festival that is going to be held shortly." And then the carpenter set about this task, and in the time frame that was allotted to him, he made a wonderful cart. After the festival was over, the king had gone out on another stroll, and he saw the same man, the carpenter. And the king remembered the earlier episode, and he told the minister, "Actually, now I don't feel anything negative towards that person. I feel a very nice feeling towards him." And then later the minister explained to him, he said, "This is the whole problem. He had a negative feeling towards you, so somehow for some unexplained reason in your mind, you developed a negative feeling towards that person. But now that he has a very positive feeling about you, automatically you also have developed this positive feeling about him." So even if somebody is inimical to us, as they say in modern day language, even if you get bad vibes, bad vibrations from somebody, you don't send out those bad vibes. You send out positive vibes. Then gradually those positive vibrations, that feeling of friendship and well wishes that you have towards that person, despite that other person's bad behavior, gradually his negativity will diminish by your positivity. And as devotees, this kind of thing is so important for us to cultivate, because many times, even amongst devotees, such misunderstandings may arise and such feelings of negativity may come up. So we have to be cautious to ensure that we feel well about everybody. Otherwise, ultimately, as I mentioned, it is we who will suffer. It is our consciousness that gets affected, our chanting of the holy name that will get affected. And then how can we love Krishna if we have negative feelings towards others, especially devotees and even non-devotees? We cannot develop love for Krishna when we have negative feelings in our hearts, when we consider somebody as an enemy. So we should try to be well-wishers of everyone, following in the footsteps of great saintly people like Prahlad. So this is a very good instruction that Prahlad has given to his father. And he concludes by saying, "Taddhi hi anantasya mahat samarhanam." When one sees everyone on the platform of equality, one then comes to the position of worshipping the Lord perfectly. So the more one loves Krishna, the more one will love everyone else. Without loving Krishna, it is not possible to be a true lover and well-wisher of everyone. At the same time, it is also by trying to be a well-wisher of everyone that we can also develop our love for Krishna. So both these things have to go on side by side. And this is the important lesson we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj's teachings in this verse. And tomorrow morning, we will continue on. And if you wish to know what happened after Prahlad spoke in this way, and what was Hiranyakashipu's reaction, and what were the events that followed, if you want to know that, you will have to come tomorrow morning in the temple. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just one or two questions, and then we will move on because it is a little late. Yes. You can switch out the mic. The question is that it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that even Narad Muni, the great devotee, was terrified or afraid of Hiranyakashipu. So how come that Narada's disciple Prahlad was not afraid of Hiranyakashipu? That's the question. Actually, Narad Muni is never afraid of anything or anyone. He has a spiritual body and he travels all over. He doesn't need a visa. Even to go to America, he doesn't need a visa. He can go without a visa anywhere, to any planet. He can even go to Vaikuntha Loka. A spiritual body can never be harmed. Fear arises only when there is a material body and a material consciousness. Because we are afraid somebody will harm my body. Somebody will harm my bodily interests. So actually speaking, Narad Muni is not afraid of anybody, least of all Hiranyakashipu. That is why Narad Muni can fearlessly go into the courts of all the demoniac kings like Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and he will instruct them. And they don't harm him. They cannot harm him. So this is just in the course of events of this world that Narad Muni may sometimes act as if he's one of the demigods. After all, he's a sage of the demigods, Devarishi. But actually, he's not fearful. And Prahlad is his ideal disciple. He is also not fearful of Hiranyakashipu because he is beyond bodily consciousness. Any other question? Yes. Yes. Say that again. When we have inimical feelings, Yes, naturally, that is the problem. The strong force that is coming up, that inimical feeling, that envy, that ego that comes up. Despite our desire to not have that negative feeling, we get that negative feeling by force. It's coming up due to some unknown force inside us. That is why we need to hear all these instructions again and again. By such hearing, the spiritual intelligence is strengthened. And when the spiritual intelligence becomes strong, then we can subdue such negativity that may arise. So it is very important for us to read, hear, study the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis and to also chant the holy names properly and to develop an attitude of service towards the devotees. Yes? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Oh yes, we have the ceremony now. Oh, I forgot about it. Okay, I would have stopped earlier, but I forgot. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So now we will be having Siksha ceremony. So as you all are aware that there are four different levels of Siksha. And then Srila Prabhupada Ashray. So Maharaj will be awarding Siksha ceremony certificates to all devotees. We request devotees to come in line. We'll be announcing names. They should be get ready immediately. We don't have much time. One humble request, please don't pay your obedience.